PMA, positive mental attitude, well, that's a term we hear a good bit. Some people think it's the answer to all our problems. Well, should a Christian have a positive mental attitude? And if so, how do we do that in a very negative world? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and we're going to talk about that this week. I want to begin by saying that I do not hold to the view that a positive attitude is the answer to all our problems. When I talk about staying positive in a negative world, I'm not talking about denial or sticking your head in the sand. And certainly the Bible is clear in pointing out the negatives of sin, of disobedience and selfishness and so forth. Obviously, there are times we have to focus on the negatives. But as I read Scripture, I'm convinced that a Christian who's really desirous of pleasing God and obeying Him in their everyday life will be developing a positive attitude. It should be a natural outcome of walking with God and getting to know Him better and better. Now, there's no question that a strong biblical principle is to be a positive thinking and living person. If we don't have something to be positive about in this negative world, who does? After all, as believers, we know the end of this story. We know that God is triumphant and that we are going to reign with Him in heaven. We know that no matter how terrible things look all around us, we have a hope and a promise that's steadfast. So of all people, we believers ought to stay positive in this negative world. For example, if we think the way Philippians 4:8 tells us to, our thinking will be about things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. It will be about the good reports, not the bad reports. We'll find very little room there for negative thinking. And if we strive to do everything without complaining or arguing, as Paul tells us to in the second chapter of Philippians, then our words are going to become more and more positive. We must conclude then that a Christian who strives to glorify Jesus in all parts of their everyday life is one who works hard to maintain a positive attitude right in the midst of this negative world. And I promise you it can be done. So we're going to talk about that more this week. We have many resources available to you on our website, books, prayer journal, even some free Bible studies. So please visit us at christianworkingwoman.org and join me again tomorrow.